Welcome to Reviews at Scare with Jess and Blair. I'm Jess.
I'm Blair.
Blair, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Yourself?
I'm doing quite well. We have special guests today.
We do indeed. We do indeed.
We have Larissa and Aziz. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great, and we hope you guys are well as well.
Yeah, doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us on a very special bonus episode, one that we've been wanting to do for a while. We've talked about both Dark and Deadmonton a lot on the podcast.
Yes,
they're two local haunts in the city that we live in, and we're finally going to talk about our 2023 haunt experience. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. We're going to start with Dark. Let's do Dark first.
Gotta do Dark first.
Yeah, so this one we did not do all together. Larissa, Aziz, I believe you guys did it the same night we did it, but we just could not connect. So I'm eager to see what you two thought. For anyone who hasn't experienced Dark, it takes place at a local historic park in the city.
Yeah.
And consists of three different haunts. They are Under the Big Top, 3 a.m. Descent into Delirium, and the third one is Bloodshed Passage, Survive the Horde. Mm. Now, before we get into the actual haunts themselves, initial thoughts on the event as a whole?
It's a great event. Aziz and I did go last year, and we had general passes last year, and this year we went, and we had fast passes, and that is definitely the way to go. We saw a haunt twice. And there was actually interesting to see the comparison between last year and this year. I think some of the haunts that they had last year were repurposed as almost, I think, were they fear zones or something like that this year that you could just walk through casually. There was no queue to get in. So I think that was an awesome improvement. And and there was, you know, the night that we went, it was almost felt like, I know the park is huge, but it didn't feel like there was a massive amount of actors. So it felt a little scarce, but overall, it was a great event. I think it was an improvement from last year. And I hope they keep bringing that energy for years to come.
It's a common thing that we've talked about it before, the kind of the lack of scare actors. And we always chalk it up as it's just a massive space. And it would, you know, if you don't have, you know, at least 100 scare actors, it's going to feel empty, which is a little bit of a bummer, but they do have this massive space.
It was definitely noticeable. Me and you were in line multiple times talking about how, you know, we're sitting in line. It'd be nice if there is some people trying to scare us right now, or at least, you know, at least something else going on.
Yeah, you definitely felt it a lot more in Deadmonton. We'll get to it. Now you did mention as well with the fast pass, like it gave you the opportunity and the time to do all of the haunts more than once, which is also like a great thing about Dark is you do have the ability to go and do the haunts as many times as you want. Whereas Deadmonton is kind of a one and done,
but
it's even the wait times are a lot shorter, I felt, at Dark, just in general.
Yeah, and, you're going to say something, Aziz? I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say that it was nicer to have the fast passes, because going through it the first time, there was a lot of times that they would try to get more people in, so it would almost, the timing would be off on a lot of
the haunts,
what's it called?
Yeah.
You know, the scare, the haunts. Yeah.
So you almost get nice that get second
through
it scare.
A second time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go through it a second time. You already know what's going to happen. So, the scares there were a bit more, not as genuine, but they were still pretty fun. Yeah.
That said, like going through some of the haunts twice, I was able to catch things that I just flat out missed the first time. And it just really did. The experiences were a little bit different, and in some ways that really kind of heightened the overall haunt in general. Yeah. But I agree with Aziz that sometimes just the timing was a little bit off because they're trying to like get, you know, as many butts in through the door, I guess. And something else that was kind of strange, even at one point, even though we did pay for fast passes, it was for 3 a.m. there was like a point in time where, oh, it was just backlogged and people like in front of us and behind us were just complaining about how long it was taking because it was taking forever. Yeah. And I mean, I get it. You know, at some point you want to prioritize the general queue. And maybe that at that point in the night, there was just so many people, but it really was, it was almost a little uncomfortable being in that lineup because people were getting pretty vocal about it.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
You kind of feel it around like that 8 to 9 o'clock period mm-hmm. where it's wait times increase. And like you were saying, it doesn't matter if you have the fast pass or not, you're going to be waiting. Yeah. And I totally agree with that kind of secondhand scare. So they're mm-hmm. just pumping people through. Mm-hmm. So you're going in with, you know, 10 other people and you're seeing the first person in line getting scared and, you know, they're just, it's taking that time to reset. It's a little bit of a bummer, but that's where, you know, sometimes that second walkthrough can definitely help. Mm-hmm. Let's dive in. I want to briefly talk about each individual haunt. Let's start with Under the Big Top.
Okay.
Who wants to kick this one off?
I'm just going to say, I really like the mirror room when they split you up.
Yeah.
to me, that was my favorite part of the haunt. They also split you up again. I believe it was in Bloodshed Passage, but it doesn't have the same effect as Under the Big Top did to me.
Yeah. Under the Big Top too is one that they've done. I feel the last.
Definitely last year for sure.
Yeah. I feel like they've almost done it the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And it has been, I mean, there's only so much you can do with that particular space.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's a nice introduction haunt. And it's the shortest lineup I found out of the three.
It's always the one we start off with, I find.
Yeah.
We always start off with that one.
It's a great one. Like, I love the theme of the Dark Carnival in general. Mm-hmm. And I just love the overall aesthetic that Under the Big Top has. And I agree that the strongest point was when they do divide you, the actors will split you up from the team that you're with and they'll take you down different paths. And that does lead you getting different scares from different actors. And I think that's great. But, you know, I'm not overly scared of clowns, but Aziz is. So what did you think?
We saw that at Deadly
Afraid. Deathly Afraid of Clowns. But surprisingly, Under the Big Top was my least favorite of the haunt.
Mine too. I would agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Jesse, that it was kind of like an intro haunt as well.
Definitely.
You know, it was just like a starter. And I thought it would have kind of been like, here's what you guys are going to get for the night kind of thing, you know, more clowns inside. I loved the mirror thing because when me and Larissa got split up, I was terrified at the point.
You know? I can totally imagine.
So I'm just like, being led by this clown down different, you know, mirrored paths and I have no idea where I'm going. I'm trying to call out to her, but overall it was my least favorite, but I do like it. I like that it's a continuing one from last year as well.
Yeah.
And I hope they bring it back next year and just improve on it just a little bit. I think a little bit more actors in it to kind of scare you would be cool.
As long as they go forward, not backwards, right?
Yeah. I think we can say that about all of the haunts, really. If they had more scare actors, they would just be that much better. But even in this one, I mean, the scare actors that were under the Big Top were great. The makeup was great. The costumes were great. Their performances were really, really cool. They had, each one of them had their own characters. It was great. But yeah, intro haunt.
Intro haunt.
And something I think is kind of connected to it is the area that's around the haunt also had performers. The night that we went, there were two, I don't know exactly what they were doing. There were two performers who were specifically putting on a show right by the carousel area, I believe. And there were two different iterations of Pennywise. And so you had like the 1990s Tim Curry version and like the Pennywise from the most recent one. So, you know, that was kind of nice having that additional kind of either fluff or padding or experience. I don't know what exactly you want to call that, but that was neat. And I found that out of anywhere in the park, the area that was around there had the most actors who were walking around and really into what they were doing as the evil clowns chasing people and just having fun.
It's such a smart idea. I mean, another thing about Dark is there's a lineup for everything, whether it's tickets to get food or the food itself. Or, you know, so it's so nice to have something to look at or a show going on just in passing. And yeah, we saw that, the dueling Pennywise, the clowns.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
We must have stood there for probably 10 minutes. It was great. Yeah.
I think we watched most of the show, if not all of it.
It was really, really cool. Yeah. Let's move right along to the next haunt I have written down here, which is 3 a.m. Descent into Delirium. Now, this one, the consensus with our group was that it was the favorite. How did you guys feel about 3 a.m.?
It's definitely my favorite.
Okay.
Favorite too.
Yeah, both of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
They had 3 a.m. last year as well.
Yeah, I have that written down. It was, it felt like it was a different route last year. It was a different setup, but same kind of basic idea. It was that, to my understanding, it felt like a 3 a.m. I don't know if it was you're kind of in a dream. I could have.
Isn't that, that, don't they call that like the devil's hour or some shit like that?
Or the witching hour.
Yeah.
It was great. It was like basically walking through a haunted house. And as you progress through it, you see a haunt becoming more of a demonic infestation is the best way I can see it. And things get really trippy throughout. And I thought this had probably my favorite set. Even though Bloodshed Passage was great, this one had so much to look at, so many places for actors to hide. In particular, what I loved about doing this the second time is like I got scared by actors who popped out from different areas. For sure, there's so many blind spots in it or places to sneak out of. And there was even all kinds of tricks I noticed through the mirrors. And it was just really well done.
It was really cool. As Jesse said, it was our group's favorite. Mm-hmm. Not mine, and I believe both me and Jesse were.
Yeah, not mine either. But
we're big fans of Bloodshed Passage.
The whole setup for 3 a.m. It was just really well done. I agree. I think the set was the most impressive. And it was like, even if it wasn't clear the entire time, unlike I felt Under the Big Top, this one had a more fluid story to it. Which is really, really cool. I like when a haunt kind of takes you on a journey and it's not just, you know, a maze that you're bumping into things, but it was cool.
And there was a downside of like, cause they always have people with the air control directors, like trying to like point people in the right direction or just kind of sitting in a certain area. And I remember one of the terrible things I saw with 3 a.m. is that you could do a direct turn and you could just easily see this like employee who was just like, man, I wish I had tonight off.
Because yeah.
you remember her, right? She's dead out because the area is actually incredibly cool because there's all this fog and you're being led down this like industrial like passage and there's all these other actors then up and you just kind of see her sitting there wishing that she just wasn't in sight.
Yeah.
Like you're taking me out of this for a minute. It is something that I mentioned as well, or I will mention when we talk a little bit about Deadmonton, but it's a little bit more clear who's working at Dark. I mean, we have the intro to every single haunt by somebody wearing a safety vest. They're going through kind of the rules of the haunt, which is great. Whereas in Deadmonton, the convent one, I mean, you have a scare actor kind of giving you the rundown.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more menacing. It's not as scripted, or it's more scripted to the haunt itself. But it doesn't take you out of it, where I feel like the safety vest, the very, you know, to code to the T, it maybe takes you out of it a little bit.
The air traffic stick they're holding.
Yeah.
Easily kind of directing you.
Yeah, exactly.
They were not happy to be there.
No, not at all. It was a long night. Mm-hmm. And then there was one last haunt at Dark, and it was Bloodshed Passage, Survive the Horde. This is a new one. This is the only new one out of the three this year. I thought it was great.
I did too.
This was my favorite one. Line was a little bit long, but the crowd was great. Everyone was really excited. So it flew by. You could kind of hear the screams from the street where the haunt was happening. So you kind of got a little bit of a taste of, okay, this is going to be great. Like, people are getting scared. I'm hopefully going to get scared. It's building that adrenaline. I thought the whole buildup of waiting in line was just as enjoyable as some of the aspects of the haunt itself.
And it was a long haunt too. Like, the haunt itself was pretty long. And I absolutely loved the church, walking through the church. There's so much they could have done with that. But at the same time, like, it creeped me out. Even though nothing really happened, it made me think that something was going to happen the entire time I was walking through that church. It tripped me up. I loved it. I loved it.
That was my favorite part out of any of the haunts we did this year, whether it be Deadmonton or whether it be Dark.
That church?
Was that moment in the church. And like you said, wasn't a whole lot that happened, but it was a lot of the what ifs. Mm-hmm. What if, you know, half of these mannequins are real, or what happens if they all just stand up? Where do I go? It was a lot of what ifs, and it was just, it built so much suspense. I thought it was great.
But unfortunately, they were all just mannequins. Like, that's what I'm saying. It would have been so, even if they just had some actors sprinkled in there, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. There's always next year.
It definitely strikes me as one they'll add to, for sure, because I think that definitely stood out.
I agree. Like
the layout of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The layout
of it was amazing.
They have so much space on that end of the park that the last 2 years they really haven't utilized. So just the layout and the spacing, I mean, I wish they would just expand a little bit more.
They need kinda more people, man.
They need more people. And obviously they have the older buildings, the further back into the park you go. And old buildings are just, they're creepy by nature. So I think the more creepy buildings, the more scare actors, the better.
And that one in particular to me felt like you really could transform that into being like an indie movie.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah, like the actors were like, they were into it. Like, you could actually feel them trying to like push what they were given, the script that they had, because the idea is that like there's something in the water, the town is slowly being turned into zombies, and people are trying to seek refuge. So, you know, and Fort Edmonton Park is it's a pretty big historical park that movies have been filmed in. The most recent one I can think of like the fort itself would be that Ginger Snaps Back the Beginning.
Love Ginger Snaps.
Yeah, it's a great series, and so many movies are filmed there, and I could easily see this one being elevated to being an actual, you know, 90-minute film, something local. So I hope they improve on it next year, and that maybe we do see something awesome come out of it.
That'd be wild.
That's such a great point too, where you had mentioned that the actors, the scare actors in that one particular, felt the most into it. They were having the most fun with it. I feel like if I was in one of those haunts, I would be wanting to have the scariest haunt. I would want to be scarier than the other two. Yeah. And in that one, it felt like they were trying to be scarier than the other two.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Final thoughts. Let's do conclusion. So I know we didn't really mention food options, but this is a good time to talk about kind of food options, gift shop expense. What are our initial thoughts on all that good stuff?
I'll start it off. But yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. I'll just start it off. The food and drinks I felt were a little pricey. And I also felt their selection wasn't the greatest. And I also felt the lines were long. Those were kind of just, but we also didn't have the fast pass, Jesse. Me and you didn't have the fast pass. So for like the actual haunts, but even the lines for the food and drink were long. Other than that, I really enjoyed my time there. The merch was all right. I bought a hoodie.
Good man.
I did buy a hoodie. but I mean, those are the only bad things I have to say about it. I had a good time when I was there. I had a blast when I was there.
I'll agree that ticketing system. Oh, I keep, everyone's cutting you off.
It's tough when there's four people talking. You know,
go for it.
I was going to say, echo Blair's thoughts as well. Like, I didn't have a bad time there. Everything was pretty awesome. Two of the things I really liked were how they had like a drink center in the hub of that maze.
Yeah.
So it took a while to kind of get into there. But once you're in there, it was like they had the heat lamp and everything. And, you know, the one drink lady, ripped to her. She was just pretty much all night we were there. So it was amazing. And then trying to find your way out after you had a couple.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, one of the guys we were with went in there to try to find that bar. And yeah, he got lost. He never even found it.
he gave up pretty quick.
Yeah, he did.
The other thing I really liked that wasn't the haunt was how they opened the theater up and they were playing old movie trailers for horror shows there, which was kind of cool. You could just sit down there for like 10 minutes and watch these trailers that for movies you may have never heard of. And yeah, it was just a blast. And they had a free bathroom there. So
yeah,
it was another bonus.
That was great. That theater's beautiful. And yeah, half the trailer starring Vincent Price, which was pretty cool.
And it was just like, it's a good place to kind of just go inside and get warm for a bit too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were supplied by the lobby, all those trailers.
Oh, were they really?
Really,
oh,
really?
Excellent.
Yeah, I was going to say the ticketing system for the food, not great. No. It's just easier to go and pay with cash. I think everyone, including the vendors, would think so.
Yeah.
But that's my only gripe. And to be fair, I'm happy that, you know, it's a big local production and it's, you know, supporting big local businesses like Alley Cat Brewing Co., Rig Hand Distillery, food trucks. I'm happy to see that local supporting local.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they do the whole ticketing thing. They've done it for as long as I can remember. And it adds one more line. And it seems so odd, especially when going to Edmonton and it was just so easy. It seems so easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's obviously some kind of, or there must be some reason why they do the ticketing. But it just seems like it's another line to wait in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Yeah.
Yeah, gift shop, Blairski, you bought a hoodie. You're very happy with it.
It's comfortable, man. Very comfortable.
Excellent.
I got in shit a little bit for wearing it at Edmonton, but.
You did? Twice. How dare you? Oh, goodness. Yeah, it was great. I think all in all, great company, great haunts. It is one that I know we'll keep going to year in, year out. It's a little bit expensive, but it's well worth it if you're in the Fort Edmonton area. That concludes the dark portion of the episode. Now let's jump into Edmonton. This is the big one.
Yeah.
So same kind of idea as Dark, where there are three haunts. This one was a big year for Edmonton. It was their 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
New location this year, which initial thoughts on the new location.
I like it. I like how it's all indoors. So weather is not a factor.
Yeah.
I mean, there is an outdoor haunt, but like the majority of the whole venue is indoors. So that's a huge plus because the last 5 years or so, it's been outside. So,
yeah, but we've been waiting in the elements.
Well, they had like heated tents. It wasn't horrible. They have fires everywhere. It wasn't horrible, but, and we've this year have had a pretty good winter so far, but previous years we've had some very, very cold Octobers where we were kind of freezing our butts off out there. So it's very nice to have it indoors.
The great thing about Edmonton that's really noticeable right off the bat is they have a lot of scare actors, or they have maybe the same amount of scare actors, but because of less space, it seems like there's scare actors absolutely everywhere.
More confined space for sure. But I also do feel like there might be some, to be honest, more scare actors just in general. Because if you look at how many actors they have just in their haunts alone, let alone out and about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They always have reoccurring scare actors throughout the years, but also I can think of a couple just off the top of my head, like the nun kept popping up everywhere and she was great. It was like, it gave you that sense of, am I being followed by these scare actors?
Yeah.
And I feel like it was just, you know, luck of the draw where we did luck out and we were being followed for quite some time, which was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Now this was Aziz and Larissa's first time ever going to Edmonton. So I just want to say me and Jesse, we do go every year. They do two events though. Edmonton does. They do a lights on event, which is their main attraction throughout the season. And then their last weekend open, they do a lights out event where you go through the haunts with nothing but one lighting device, they call it, per group. And Larissa and Aziz were lucky enough to join us for the latter. And it was the lights out event. And before we get into discussing, you know, all the different haunts, I just wanted to say, I don't think I have laughed so hard in a haunt. I was like, it was still frightening, don't get me wrong. But watching Aziz in that very, very first haunt with the glow stick, our lighting device was a glow stick that we gave to Aziz. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I had so much fun just from that point. Oh, man.
Aziz, you're the type of person that I love going into haunted houses with.
Yeah.
Like Blair is the same way where you know, it's the genuine scare. And I love that so much. It makes it more enjoyable for the rest of us.
I was expecting an experience kind of like Dark. And it was like, it was nothing like that.
A little bit more adult.
Yeah, Dark was like a Care Bear movie. And yeah. Edmonton House was like, like your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So much fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I was really impressed with like the elevation of the experience when it came to Edmonton House versus Dark. Like there were actors, they were definitely way more into it. And they really feel like you can tell that the actors take a genuine sort of pride of the roles that they're in. And they just love having a good time with everyone. And not everyone is scary. Some people, even though they're all done up, they're super friendly. And it's just a really smart way, like how Dark had some shows. Like there's really the actors who come weave through the lines, go through the different areas, take pictures with you, just chat with you. And again, like Jesse was saying, kind of stalk you a little bit throughout the night, which is fun. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, the lights out experience, like we've never experienced Edmonton House before, and experiencing it lights out was quite the experience. It was definitely, definitely intense. And Aziz also, like, it's kind of interesting going through the haunts, you know, like I think everyone kind of experienced a different thing coming out from different shadows, more or less. But like, I remember at the end of one, might have been one of the last ones, but like, what was it, Jesse saying, I heard someone say, ah, it's a bird, or something like that. And then like, it turns out that was actually Aziz who said that, but I wasn't even paying attention.
It's honestly, with the lights out compared to just their regular event,
yeah,
it's complete chaos.
That's the thing, it's a totally see anything. No, and it's a totally different experience. It's hard to say which one I like better. I think I like lights on better, just because they put so much work into the sets and the makeup for the actors, and I want to be able to see all that, you know, and the fog machines and, you know, the flashing lights. So I kind of enjoy that aspect better, but I will say there's something about the lights being off and just having Aziz lead the team with a glow stick that just made it a totally different experience that I also just love. So I've come to the conclusion every year I have to do both. I have to
do both. I came to the same conclusion. There is too much to see to not do it lights on, but there's just something that is elevated by having just a single glow stick that, you know, just makes it that much creepier. So let's do like we did for Dark. Let's break it down by haunt and let's briefly chat about the different haunts. So like I said, much like Dark, there's three different haunts on this one. Return of the Williams Farm, the Convent, and the Print Shop. So let's start with Return of the Williams Farm. I think this is the first haunt they did 10 years ago. So it's kind of nice that it came full circle for the 10th anniversary. What did we think about Return of the Williams Farm? Initial thoughts, anyone?
Well, I'll start off because I saw it with lights on, lights off. First off, I love how they brought the house back.
Yeah.
So every year we've gone, I don't think they had the house when it was in the theater downtown.
No.
But ever since then, they've had that host every year. It's an awesome set. Absolutely awesome set. Previous years, you were able to go upstairs in it. I don't remember if we went upstairs in it this year or not. I really can't remember.
So.
Yeah, I don't remember going up any stairs. So. Mm. Nonetheless, I love it. I love that they have that. I liked that particular haunt so much better. Lights on.
100%.
So much better lights on. Just the set. It was all about the set for that one, and it was so good. It was so good.
There's so much to see in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was still scary as hell. Obviously, lights off. As we were saying earlier, it's just a totally different experience, lights off. But yeah, that's just one haunt that there's so much to see.
It was definitely one, like, as soon as I kind of could, like, see whatever I could from the glow stick, I'm just like, oh, I wish I could actually get a good look at everything, because I could tell enough that there was a substantial amount of effort put into the sets, and, like, the actors were great, and they did, you know, the very best job they possibly could, but oh, I wish I could see just so much. There was a lot there.
Yeah, and Aziz, you only had... You only had the glow stick halfway
down. Yeah, for some reason, one of the actors there took it from the guy that had it and waited for other people and then gave it to me. And I was like, well, I don't want this. Like, what are you doing? Now I can lead again?
Anyone else?
Yeah, they must have saw a video of the first one we did.
Yeah. But yeah, the highlights were the car. Or was it a truck there?
Yeah.
That was wrecked. And then the, I think it was a boar head.
Yeah.
That thing was ridiculous. I was like, oh my goodness. How did they get this in here? I would love to see that lights on next year.
So they've had that particular scare the last couple of years. It's not always a boar head,
no.
But they always have some giant, head of something that comes popping out, which is always really, really cool.
They had a xenomorph from Aliens.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had mentioned the truck. That is such a great scare with the horn going off and the person jumping out from the headlights. That whole back section too, with the sheets hanging on the line and the lady getting upset that you're dirtying her her laundry. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good.
This is a good example too, and I think it should be the new motto for Deadmonton, where if you want to get people moving, just chase them with the chainsaw. Two out of the three haunts, you get chased out with a chainsaw.
And something random, like, because we were divided when it came to this particular haunt. It wasn't just like us four. It was like two other individuals. Mm. And one of the two had the glow stick to be in the beginning. And it was interesting because, like, I don't know if it's just like the Canadian spirit, but that guy was so considerate of like making sure we were together.
Yeah.
He would turn around and just make sure like everyone could see. It was pretty awesome. It was actually a really good vibe. It felt like everyone felt like they were in it together, even if they were strangers.
It's such a great community.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another reason they, took the light away from him and gave it to Aziz, because they just wanted chaos.
Courteous.
They wanted to stir the pot.
Yeah.
So that was return. Return of the Williams Farm. The next one I have written down here, the convent. So this one, nuns galore, nuns everywhere. Mm-hmm. This one, the longest wait, but in my opinion, it was well worth it. This was also, I believe, it felt like the longest haunt of the night.
It had the best set as well.
Yeah. And what a great intro to a haunt as well. You're led into a small room and there's a priest on the other side of like a confessional wall, kind of giving you the instructions of the haunt. So awesome. So unique. So cool.
It definitely came across as the strongest and best executed concept, frankly. The idea of, you know, you're walking through a haunted convent where the nuns are getting possessed. So, and even the priests. So it's an interesting ride for sure. And it was probably my favorite of the haunts because I could actually see the sets.
Yeah.
And that was really effective. Like, it was dark enough when you were on the inside, but when you were finally outdoors, it really, even though like there was still light outside, it was almost more intense because it felt a bit more, I don't know, like natural and a bit more like, even though we're confined to whatever the haunt is on the outdoors, it just felt more intense. There was also a maze in there. Like, it was extremely well done. Yeah.
Let's talk about the maze, because the maze was fantastic. It was so good. It was chaos. And I love when there's a maze, but there's multiple ways you can go. And it was just, yeah, utter chaos.
I feel like when us four went together, we made it through the maze pretty good in comparison to when me and Jesse went the first time. But both were a struggle for sure. But the first time, Jesse, when we did it, I feel like we got turned around so much in that maze, which is what you want though. You want a good maze where, you know, you're going to get turned around a bit, and it kind of throws a loop in, you know, kind of giving the group ahead a chance to get further ahead. Hmm. You know what I mean? It splits up the groups really well when they throw that in there.
This is one that I noticed that we were catching up to the group ahead of us a few times. Mm-hmm. And there's just not a whole lot you can do. I mean, we tried slowing down as much as possible, but I mean, there's a group right behind us as well. Yeah. You know, it's tough. It's tough.
It's the hard. I always find that the hardest balance for me anyway, when I go to haunts is, you know, getting my scares, not being too close to the people in front of me and not ruining it for the people behind me. Right. It's finding that space, which is also the job of the haunt itself, right? To kind of space it out and make it work that way. But
absolutely. Absolutely. And this one ends with, you know, getting chased out by a nun with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
It was a great ending.
Yeah, absolutely. When in doubt, give a nun a chainsaw.
And the exit for that one is in like the common area where you can buy your drinks and your food and stuff. So it's pretty awesome when you're like standing around, you know, hanging out with your friends, like we were having our drinks and sitting chilling by the fire. You just hear the chainsaw rev up every couple, you know, every few seconds, and people just start booking it out of that exit. It's great. It's entertainment just watching that alone.
Watching other people's reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect way to end it, right at that bar area, because you get to kind of relive it again. Coming
out. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's such a great spot with the fire pits, with the bar, with the food. What a great, I mean, it's dinner and a show. It's perfect.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. And their menu was good, man. They had good drinks, good, you know, the prices were decent. Mm.
They took card.
You didn't have to go somewhere else to get a ticket, come back and then get your drink. You know what I mean?
And it was like a one-stop shop. You had one singular hub for everyone to get drinks, food, all kinds of snacks. Like, it was such a well-done, simple setup for everyone to get what they needed. And because there were so many people in the back, you didn't have to wait long. I never saw huge lineups at Demington House's concession like I did for Dark. So it was really well done.
I was just going to say, I felt like the Lights Out event, there was a lot fewer people than when we had first gone, Blair and I. Mm-hmm. But even when we went the first time, the concession, the drinks, the fireplace, like, it was still easy to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got drinks that night as well. And yeah, there's no lineup for them.
Yeah. And then there was one more haunt, which I think this was actually the first one we did. So it was our first true experience with the Lights Out idea. What did everyone think of the print shop?
That's how you do an intro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, I think my favorite haunt out of all of them is the convent in general. But that particular night, the Lights Out event, my favorite haunt was the print show. And I just got to thank Aziz basically for that. That was, to me, the most fun I have had at a haunt in a long time. Just watching Aziz.
It's definitely the most enjoyable. Good company. It was great.
I was just telling Larissa that I was just like, when you guys told me that you'll get one lighting source and it might be a flashlight or a glow stick, and I was like, yeah, they can't really mean a glow stick. And then she gave it to me. I asked her, I was like, you can't be serious. Like, this is it? And she was like, yeah, you don't get anything else. And then we went up the stairs and it was pitch black when we got there. And I almost turned around and was like, no. to lead the group. So it was amazing. The fact that it was my first like lights out kind of haunt was, I think they did a great job with it. A lot of scare actors. I love how the actors that already scared you kind of follow the tail end as well and come back for like a second haunt, which is amazing. Yeah. This was probably my favorite one of the night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love the other ones, but yeah.
Totally agree, man. For that particular night, that haunt was my favorite experience altogether. And you're right, the actors were fucking with you because they saw your reaction and it was hilarious. So you know what? Like they get a reaction like they were getting out of just us as a group in general, but especially you, Aziz. That's what the actors want, right? That's what they're going for. So of course they were coming back for seconds.
Yeah, for they sure. want that reaction yeah. for sure. And they have no problem at Deadmonton getting pretty close to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty scary when they're, you know, you have one glow stick. You don't know where they are.
I don't know how it was exactly like with like the lights on, but with the lights off, I could tell that it was like they were maximizing the most out of tight corners. Like it was a very strange area. And I think that's what I liked best about it because everything felt very claustrophobic and a little too intimate because you could tell someone could very well be like not that far away from you, like that very first room with like all of those like the plastic partitioning and all that and everywhere that really got Aziz. And that was really good. But like, I'm not entirely sure like what the concept was. Like, I think it had one of the weaker concepts. I think it's something about a serial killer. And I think at one point Aziz got a glow stick up to an actor. And I think it was like a guy in a squid suit or something. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here. But I think it was really effective at maximizing space. I even think they had like firecrackers or poppers or something like that going off. And that was really effective in the dark. So I felt that it really was able to amplify using things like space and also the fact that it was in the dark the best, I think.
Yeah, they were kind of playing off the idea that you wouldn't be able to see anything. So I noticed the crackers as well. There was a lot of loud noises in this one, which was pretty neat.
For me, that one, the print show, was better with lights out. Jesse, what do you think? Like, because you did both as well. Did you enjoy print show better with lights on or off?
I felt it was a little bit, I enjoyed it with lights off a lot more.
Yeah,
me too. But I remember when we did it with lights on, a bunch of people who worked at Deadmonton said it was the scariest one.
Mm.
So they built it up as being the scariest one. And that particular night, it was scary, but it was not the scariest one.
No, it definitely better lights off. The farm was better lights on, and then the covenant was just good both times.
yeah, absolutely. Out of the three, do we have a winner? What is everyone picking for their number one? Aziz, we know you like the print shop.
I'm the convent for sure.
Convent, yeah, I would agree with convent.
I'm also agreeing with convent as a whole out of the three for sure. It's the best. Yeah.
All great, though. Let's do a conclusion on Deadmonton. Final notes. Blair, you mentioned the gift shop. The gift shop is fantastic. It's always fantastic.
It beats Dark's gift shop, that's for sure.
Yeah, I always leave a little bit poorer, that's for sure.
It's so tempting, man. Like every time we go in there, I always say, like, I could literally buy everything in here.
Redecorate the house.
If I could. There's some things in there that are upwards of $1,000 and more, man, but they got some cool stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Lights out. It was a bit tough to see a lot of the stuff, but all in all, I would 100% do both again. I would do the lights off. I would do the regular. It was so much fun.
What about you two? You guys it was your first time, man. It was lights out. Are you going to do both next year, or you guys going to at least try it with lights on?
Do you want to start this off, Aziz? And then we'll go.
Yeah. After this first year, yeah, I would definitely do this again. I want to do both lights on and lights off just so I can experience, the, like you said, the work that they put into the haunt, you know, and all the actors and just everything with lights on. I think it'd be cool to experience it and then go in knowing where things are and try to remember if, you know.
You won't. You don't remember, Aziz. You do not remember.
I think it's going to be great. But I loved Edmonton. I would definitely recommend it to anybody who's, you know, never been to one of these haunts before. Yeah, it was my favorite one of the two this year.
Nice. Right on, man.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, Edmonton House just felt like an elevated experience, maybe depending on who you go with, how young they are, maybe don't take them there. But I found just, it was just overall smarter setup when it came to concession, and I love their shop. Like, I even love the designs of their merch. I felt Dark was super basic, but like this is like a Camp Edmonton shirt. It's pretty sick in design. And the haunts were just scarier. The actors felt more invested, so definitely next year I would love to see it lights on, lights off. I'd for sure go again if I could recommend one of the two. If you're trying to be a bit frugal for the Halloween scaring season, I would say go to Edmonton House.
All right, 100%.
All right,
well, that was fun. I'm glad we finally got to do the wind up for the month of October, which was crazy.
It was a crazy month. They were mid-November, so clearly November has been a crazy month as well.
Yeah, absolutely. glad we were able to talk Dark. Glad we were able to talk Edmonton. Larissa, Aziz, thank you so, so much for joining us. What a blast it was to do Edmonton. We'll have to do it again next year for sure.
It's been great. Jess, you didn't say yours, your pick, Dark or Edmonton, my friend.
Oh, Edmonton. But it's always Edmonton. I'm a sucker
for it. It is always Edmonton.
I love Dark. But Edmonton always.
Always. That's my thing. I'll do Dark every year once, but I'll do Edmonton twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that said, you know, it was great, you know, going with you guys. Thank you so much for the invite. We had a great time.
Oh, it was a pleasure meeting you. For our listeners, Aziz and Larissa are fans of the show. They live in the same city as us. We are in communication on social medias and stuff, and it was nice to finally just meet them at Edmonton, and it was their first experience, and it was awesome. It was such a fun night. And Aziz, I haven't laughed so hard in so long, man. It was great.
You have to get ready for next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope we do go again together next year. It'd be great.
Be fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, for reviews that scare with Jess and Blair, I'm Jess.
I'm Blair. Remember to stay scary.
And eat every sandwich. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Reviews That Scare. Make sure you check out our Linktree at linktree.com/reviewsthatscare. That's linktr.ee/reviewsthatscare, which has links to our Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, Twitch, and many other things. If you'd like to email us, you can reach us at reviewsthatscare@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to stay scary and eat every sandwich. A proud member of Pod Nation TV.